Don't look under the internet.
Skee-ball points? Well, those matter. You get tickets on those points.
Right, and those are, like, if you go to certain places, they pay you in those. It's like money.
It is a form of currency, yes.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
You can buy candy with those points. No, the points don't matter. That's the whole point of the points, is they don't matter. Ask Drew Carey.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Don't Look Under the Internet. Now, I know we promised one thing, and we were getting the exact opposite, because we said that Doug would not be here this time, but Doug is here. However, have you heard from Mike, like, at all?
I have not, and that is actually why I'm here, because I got a frantic call earlier today being like, yo, haven't heard from Mike in a couple days, don't know what's happening. So I put aside some stuff I had to do, and I rushed my ass out here, and here we are.
Hold on, I think Mike's fucking, he's calling us.
Oh, Jesus.
Hold on, we have to get this. Hello?
Boys. Boys.
Holy shit.
Boys.
Dude, are you okay?
I'm hiding.
Where have you been, man?
Oh, God, I just got a bar. It's a Worthon, man. It's fucking Worthon. I didn't get him enough teeth.
You didn't take him with you.
Yeah.
Your teeth are sitting here.
It's dark. I don't know. I don't know what time it is.
It's recording time.
Yeah, where the fuck are you?
I don't know. It's cobblestone.
Wait, are you like,
cobblestone?
Are you legit? Like, have you been fucking taken?
Oh God, he's coming. He's coming. He knows where I'm at.
Who?
Like he's coming in you or at you?
Either way, it's not a good look.
I can't hear you. Speak up. I'm not wearing any pants.
Oh, so he's coming in you. Okay.
Jesus. Can you give us some clues as to where you are?
I hear a train.
Okay.
It's wet. Everything's damp. Cobblestone. There's cobblestone.
Do you understand any of this?
I'm pretty sure I just saw this on a movie the other day.
Was it Ass Traffic 9?
It was Backdoor Sluts 9.
Ah. So
he's coming. I gotta move.
Can you get out of
there? Are you guys recording?
Where are you? Where are you, though? You have no idea.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I'm in some sort of dungeon.
What the fuck was that?
It's hard to see. I don't know. I'm just kind of running around in a hallway.
Okay. How long have you been there? Like, we haven't heard you from you in days, man.
I said, God, has it been days?
Yes.
Oh, God, it feels like it's been weeks. It's only been a few days.
Yeah.
I can't see the sun. I don't know. There's no windows. I feel like I'm in the back rooms, but I don't know.
I mean, if you're there, you know, it was nice knowing you.
Are you guys recording?
Yeah, sorry, bud.
Yeah, we're at recording. We were just wondering where you were.
Did you shout out to the patron, the new patron?
No, we were legit worried sick about you, man. We were waiting to get to that.
Fuck, he's coming. Fuck. Did you read off the Google photo, the Google phone messages?
No, we were waiting for you. We thought you were going to be here to help us out with that. That's why we called you. And then you didn't answer, so you called back frantically.
Last thing I remember, I was going to work, and then a burlap sack over the head, and now I don't know. There's teeth all over the floor. Normally I'd like that, but I didn't put them here.
So, okay, wherever Mike is, it sounds fucking horrible. Well,
shh, he's coming.
Can he hear me?
Oh, God, I gotta go. I gotta go, he hears me. Okay. Oh, no!
Well, and there he goes.
Well, it was nice knowing him.
Yeah, I mean, we did know him.
We did.
Well, shit.
a little amount of time.
Do you think he'll be back by next episode, or do we have to fill that as well?
Well,
also, I hope like he's okay.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
If any of you guys,
sure.
If anyone out there knows of a place by them that might be wet constantly and full of cobblestone and is the lair of Orthon the Collector, like, please just let us know. We have to go find our friend. Also, we need him back on the show because, I mean, who's going to do social?
I mean, don't be surprised if you guys see a an application for one of our hosts' spots on the podcast. But we'll figure it out.
Yeah, no, for sure.
He's wily. He'll be fine, right?
Yeah, like you said, he's got some spry and stuff.
I mean, he does collect teeth for Orthon, if that's who has him.
Maybe he's not doing it fast enough. He's not spreading the love enough. Do we have to start sending people teeth?
Do we have to start kissing more dads? Maybe that doesn't pertain to Orthon. I'm not sure.
You know, I don't really fully understand Orthon as it is. Like,
you think he's a demon? Like, did Mike sell his soul to Orthon?
I mean, maybe. Who knows? We might find out more about that, but at this point in time, it sounds like Orthon has a pretty firm grip on Mike, and he's not coming back, so.
It'll work itself out.
Hopefully, yeah.
Well, that being said, we do have a couple fun things to talk about before we get into the episode.
Exciting things.
Another one of our gracious listeners has sent us a pretty interesting text message to our Google phone number.
We got a couple, and I want to say I'm so proud of you guys because I was very lonely up until we started receiving more and more of these, and I do know when they come in because when I'm in surgery, my fucking butt vibrates, and I'm like, that's either a text or it's the people that listen to us.
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
And keep them coming.
Yeah.
Please.
So what does it say, Doug?
Okay,
what do we got today?
This one's a little like mini creepypasta, and I love it. It's fucking great.
Okay.
I know you had a little issue reading it earlier.
Yeah,
but
I didn't check the email. I just read the text, and it's fucking unreadable, so thank you.
So I'll decipher it, and this is how it goes. Last night, a friend rushed me out of the house to catch the opening act at a local bar's music night. After a few drinks, I realized my phone wasn't in my pocket. I checked the table where we were sitting at the bar, the bathroom, and after no luck, I used my friend's phone to call mine. After two rings, somebody answered, gave out a low, raspy giggle, and hung up. They didn't answer again, though. I eventually gave it up as a lost cause and headed home. I found my phone lying on my nightstand, right where I left it.
Oh, shit.
It's cute.
Ooh, I like that.
I know, right? A little short spookies.
Have you ever heard of the fucking, I think it's called 5 Second Films. You can find them on YouTube, and you would get a fucking kick out of this.
It sounds very similar to something that's on Netflix called, like, 2 Sentence Horror Stories.
It's very similar, but so the one that's, the one that stands out to me, it shows, like, this guy, he's running into, like, I think it's a bank to rob the bank, and he, like, pulls the gun out, and he's like, give me all the money, give me all the money. And he pulls the trigger, and a little, like, flag comes out that says bang. And then it hard cuts to a clown holding a gun that is just, like, shaking and is scared of everything around him. And I fucking love them because it's all shit like that.
Oh, that's amazing. I'm going to have to look this up.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. If you guys want 5 seconds of comedy, look up 5 Second Films. There's a fucking bunch of them. They're fantastic.
We have another special thing.
I mean, you guys keep giving us so much fucking support. Like, we hear from you guys all the time, and we always have a new patron announcement, like, week after fucking week. And
I'm blown away.
I was not expecting this, like, at all. Like, I knew that we had something good, like, under our belt, but I didn't expect it to blow up as quickly as it has been, and we need to thank all of you guys for making this possible. Like, we are super excited about it. We're buying more equipment, but our new patron is somebody that I haven't seen in a very long time, and I went to high school with him, and we both went to a military all-boys Catholic school.
Oof.
Yes.
Oh, like my God.
The trifecta of terrible.
Oh.
It fucked both of us up pretty fucking good.
Oh, sure.
But no, his name is Matt, and he was just looking for more content, saw that we had bonus episodes available, and was like, fuck yeah, absolutely. So he's learned quite a bit about, I would say me, but he's known quite a bit about me, and he also rediscovered a certain picture that may or may not be floating around the internet right now.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I hate that picture so fucking much. I hate it.
Don't worry, y'all. We have something in the works. I don't know how we're gonna release this into the wild, but
I mean, honestly, I think it's just gonna be us drawing attention to the picture on Facebook, which, by the way, gets yearly attention.
Oh,
around
every time.
March. One day I'll come home in March and I'll see my phone and it says like you have 238 notifications. I'm like, fuck, is it that time of year already? All right. If you guys are lucky, we'll throw up a link to the picture, or just the picture, but I have been doing some editing with it. I've made a few different variations that I think you guys will like, I think you guys will find very funny, and I think you guys might look at me in a little bit of a different light after seeing it.
All I have to say is this, you don't even look like the same person.
No, I don't.
Like, it blew my mind, I was like, that's not...
Do you know any context about that picture?
I have zero context. Okay.
Well, again, conversation for later, I'll tell you all about it. But, what the fuck are we doing today, Doug?
Holy shit, this week has been crazy, so, I guess we're doing Nigerian prince scams.
Yep.
Which I wasn't supposed to be here for, but...
No, yeah. Yeah.
Mike was kidnapped, so...
Here we are. I mean... Thank you for such short notice being like, yeah, fuck my plans. I'm going to come talk to strangers.
Absolutely, man. I could be at home, like, building Gundams or something.
You
but,
could. But
yeah, here I am.
Drinking whiskey and talking about Nigerian scams.
Living the dream,
the
boys.
I forgot the word for prince for a second.
Nigerian, what's that fucking word?
So,
prince?
To give everyone kind of an idea of what we're talking about. So, it's called the advance fee scam. Not free, like it says there. Autocorrect sucks. The advance fee scam. Apparently, the quote, Nigerian prince, unquote, scam, that's like a, it's an offensive title for it. I don't see why, though, just because there's a reason it was named that, and it's because this particular scam is... I don't want to say only run out of Nigeria, but like the majority of people who run this scam are directly out of Nigeria. Hmm. And like, it's, everyone knows what it is. Everyone's heard of it. I didn't know the history of it before we started looking into this shit. The history of it's actually really fucking cool. Okay. This has been going on for fucking ever. So the advance fee scam. The Federal Bureau of Investigation states that an advance fee scheme occurs when the victim pays money to someone in anticipation of receiving something of greater value, such as a loan, contract, investment, gift, whatever, and then receives little to nothing in return.
Does anyone ever receive anything in return?
No.
Okay.
They receive nothing. People just keep taking and taking and taking and taking. And, like, this is... Obviously, a lot of people know what this is because they've gotten the emails or they know somebody who's gotten the email. I mean, I think I used to work with somebody who fell for one of these.
Oh, my God.
I'm not going to say names. I'm not going to give details because I feel like they'd be very embarrassed if I did so. But I do know somebody who's fallen for one of these and donated like $5,000.
Oh, motherfuckers.
Like, holy shit. That's so much money.
Jesus Christ.
But... If you don't know what the advance fee scam is basically where somebody contacts you and promises you like a bunch of money due to some technicality or some like legal loophole and says all they need are the fees to release the money or like the fees to like pay this person to help with like the paperwork.
So let's stop for a second.
Okay.
If I came up to you and I was like, hey, I need $200 or five, you know, whatever, any amount of money. I need $200 to pull out $10,000. Why the fuck am I giving it to you?
Right. So one of the biggest things that I've seen anyway is like the, this was budgeted by our government and now it's going nowhere. And we've realized that you're related to so-and-so who knew so-and-so who knew this person. But it's like, it's this big convoluted thing. And I know the surface of that sounds like if you read that, you would be like, no, go fuck you. Like, why would I give you any amount of money? Right.
Yeah, but because like shit, I get emails from Chase Bank, and I'm like, is this actually Chase Bank?
Right, absolutely.
What's happening?
If you read that a Nigerian prince is about to relinquish $20 million and needs somewhere to put it, and apparently you are the best place to put it, would you believe that?
Not for a goddamn second.
Yeah, no, neither would I. But the other side of that is there are people gullible enough to believe that. So if you think about it, sending out that ridiculous of a message just gets rid of all the people you don't want to talk to who are using their brains. And now you just have a pool of people who are like, oh my God, you have money for me? Like these sheltered, just like it.
Now that everyone under the age of 65 has left the room, let's talk to you people who are left.
Yes. No. And, I hate to say it, but yes, the boomer generation is one of the the highest percentages of victims in under this scam. But not like it narrows your search pool to people who actually might fall for it. So like to you and I, it sounds fucking bonkers, right? Like it's just out of this goddamn world.
Yeah.
But if you were targeting gullible people to take money from, wouldn't you make an outlandish claim to only land the people that you are trying to target?
Oh, absolutely.
Like, it's actually a fucking genius ploy. On the surface, it looks fucking stupid.
Oh, yeah.
But if you look a little bit deeper, like, holy shit, it's actually a little bit smart.
God, I feel like I could just scam a bunch of old people now.
I mean, we can.
We'll talk about it later.
Yeah, we can. We'll think about that later. So that's kind of what this is, the advanced fee scam, or the Nigerian prince scam. And the reason it's called that is because it's one of the, like, staple lines that you're going to see in one of these emails, other than all the misspellings and other shit, is basically claiming that a Nigerian prince has a bunch of money for you.
And it's funny, because we have some of the first recorded instances of the advanced fee fraud, which is more like this fraud like that's happening is actually more modern version than what it used to be.
Oh, way, way, way more modern.
And one of the variations, which has been documented all the way back to the French Revolution, actually.
Oh, shit.
Kind of goes like this.
Okay.
A letter arrived describing an aristocrat. Aristocats, that's who's running this.
Everybody just wants so to you be know. A cat.
It was a letter arrived to people describing an aristocrat, not cat, in exile. And then it says, say the Marquis de, and then they'd fill in your name.
Like a name, yeah.
Some kind of name that tied you to it.
Okay.
Who is an escape from the revolutionary violence, had thrown a chest full of jewels into a lake. His faithful servant, now writing this heartfelt letter, had come back to retrieve it and unfortunately ended up in prison. With just a little help from you, a fellow Frenchman, to aid in the servant's bail or escape, you'd earn a portion of the loot. The scheme worked. Of 100 such letters sent by the French confidence tricksters, 23 were always answered.
Damn.
Yeah, so...
Wait, so fucking, almost a quarter? Like, this is a 25% success rate, almost?
Yeah, so... Give or take a quarter of the people responded. Out of 100 letters, 20 people responded. I think it's a 22, but it was 20 people.
Okay.
So, you know, you're looking at about 1/5 of every...
That's not bad.
100 letters is getting, you know, answered and possibly being paid out on. And these guys were just making out like bandits, pretty much.
I mean, why the fuck should they at this point? Like, there's no checks and balances for this kind of shit. You hear something, especially in letter form back then, you're like, oh... This must be urgent.
I want to, like, see one of these letters. I want to know what they were charging for this shit back in the day. Like,
yeah.
Was it, like, a half a cow and, like...
A hay penny?
A hay penny, yeah. Like, what were they charging for this? Like, what do they want?
Right. Now, have you ever actually like seen, have you come across one of these in your inbox?
I have not gotten a Nigerian print scam in my inbox. I get a lot of the ones that I was getting back in like the, like, call it like the mid 2000s, like to late 2000s, was always like, hey, you have a virus, you need to pay us to help you get rid of it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, bro. No.
No,
I do this for a living almost. Like, I'm literally going to school for computer engineering. Like, I'm not a fucking idiot.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's all I saw, mostly.
So, one of the things that this scam has managed to do through the ages is evolve with the times. So, like Doug said, it started off as, like, a letter that was written to a, like, somebody in France that... Basically, what they wanted to do is bail a prisoner out of jail so they could go retrieve a bunch of money, and then, because they were so thankful that they are no longer in jail, is send you a bunch of money, right?
Mm-hmm. I would have been like, yo, what lake did you throw them jewels in?
Yeah, no, exactly. Like, how about I just fucking go over there? Like, I'm not in prison. I could come do this. But no, so the con... It got its name not at the French Revolution turning point of all of this, but it was about a century later, and it was popularized in the United States during the Spanish-American War in 1898. Basically, what happened was... So the criteria you need for like this scam to work is, it's a couple of things. You need someplace exotic, like somewhere that people have heard of and they know is either like impoverished or has problems, but someplace like kind of exotic, okay?
Plus, keep in mind, 100 plus years ago,
yes,
people were not thinking about this kind of shit on the reg.
No, no one can go to Google and just fucking be like, well, hold on, Mr. Man, let me just Google where you're at and like learn everything about you real quick. No, yeah. There was none of that. You took everything at fucking face value back then. Basically, so Havana and Madrid, they both offered like the perfect setting for the letter's promises. So it was remote, but not inaccessible, exotic, but recognizable, and full of Pulitzer's and Hearst's newspapers. Now, that was a big one, just because they would use newspapers to lure people in, as well as letters and other things. The war also provided an ideal context for the story of a military man imprisoned in Spain with money concealed in the United States, something like maybe a shipment of Cuban gold.
Some good weed.
Yes, yes, a bunch of weed. So the promise was basically that if you helped get this person out of prison, much like what happened a century ago at this point, you would be entitled to compensation for helping, and they would send you the money.
For mesothelioma?
Yes, obviously. For both. You get qualified for receiving money and mesothelioma.
You may be entitled to compensation.
they would basically ask for help that would let this person in prison give you money after they were out because you're helping them. Sounds pretty sweet, right?
Yeah, prisoners are like super stand-up guys typically,
yeah, people
right?
in prison, they're like the fucking pinnacle of sainthood. And, like, you know...
Why would they lie to you?
Exactly. They shouldn't. Like, they have a bunch of money they want to give you.
Absolutely.
So, after they kind of got you on the hook, they would keep implementing more and more fees... And basically, they would just fucking suck you dry of everything they could.
That's what she said.
Basically, just making sure they can take as much money as they can at one point, because they have no intention of giving you money back. And one of the things that you run into when you're following this line of logic is, I'm sure you've been there at some point with not this, but other things, is that like, well, I've already put so much money into this. At this point, it'd be stupid to stop. Like, that mindset of, like, I've fucking dug this hole, and if, by God, if I don't finish it, like, it's one of those where, like, shit, okay, this has to be real because I've put so much money into it. So they keep people on the hook for that shit.
I don't want to go too much into this, but for whatever reason, this is making me remember stuff that we used to do in RuneScape where we would scam people for their party hats.
Okay.
And there was this, like, little thing you could do when you were trading that if you put a bit of string in your, like, next to some gold in your inventory,
you can get rid of the gold.
It looked like it was more gold than it was. Like, it made it look like it was, like, 1,000 or 1,000,000 gold instead of the, like...
Holy shit.
Yeah, it was so stupid. I don't know why I just thought it. Very irrelevant, but, you know, scams.
Is it coming back to your scamming childhood?
It just, like, all flooded back in, so I was like, oh.
I can see Doug on the corner selling fucking illicit cigarettes.
Just like, hey, I got potty hats for you, I got fucking rune axes, like, what do you want?
Black market party hats is a fucking business that you need to start.
These ones fit your cat, this one's for peoples. Doesn't matter, whatever you need, I got you.
So this is essentially later. This all happens, and this is kind of the thing that set this whole, like, it got this scam notorious, because by 1910, the author Arthur Train, which he, if you don't know who he is, he's a fantastic fucking author back in the day.
Would you say he's the John Grisham of his day?
I might say that he is the John Grisham of his day.
Oh, damn.
He could actually casually allude to a letter in a short story, confident that his readers would know that the character was being taken for a ride. So he'd basically just, like, minorly lay out, like, if you pay us money, like, this fee, well, you'll get a bunch back. Like, and everybody knew what the fuck he was talking about. After that, it remained, you know, the irony of this was lost on me until right now. It remained popular in the United States out of all places. The Spanish prisoner letter was modified and adopted overseas in the following decades. In Nigeria, in particular, during the widely corrupt 1980s, millions of paper 419 letters were sent. So the reason this is called a 419. So it's 419 alludes to the advanced fee scam or the Nigerian print scam. And okay. That's because in Nigeria, there's a certain code, and, like, that number code, like, the 419 code, outlines this exactly. The Nigerian print scams. Because it's such a fucking problem over there. Like, I would say a lot of people are doing it. And so they would send these 419 letters, which is what they called them, before the law was actually made, using counterfeited postage, and they were sent all over the world. And again, fit the context. Victims could be expected to know about the easy money circulating through the oil boom in Nigeria. With its feather-bedded development contacts and ministerial slush funds, just as they had known about military adventures and hidden gold during the Spanish-American War. So basically what they're doing now is they're tying current events into these, so it sounds way more believable.
Can you imagine just being, like, coked out of your mind in the 80s? Like, bro, I got a letter in the mail. Just fucking trying to send me money, man. They hit the fucking jackpot.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, everyone was so fucking, like, they were so sheltered. Like, America was sheltered as shit throughout the 80s and 90s, even, like, now. And we're seeing kind of the adverse effects that's happening as you see the giant rift between our generation and the next. That's, again, a topic for another time.
Yeah.
But lastly, the internet aided this scam immensely. Not only could they now get rid of their paper letters and just stick with digital email, they could also, in real time, look up current events in different parts of the world that are happening right now. And as long as they just apply that, the success rate remained about the fucking same.
Thank you, internet. This is why we love you.
The internet's a fantastic place, but as we also know, especially on this fucking podcast, can be a very terrifying and horrible place too.
And then that's kind of why we wanted to cover this one. I know it's a little more silly than the things that we normally do.
Yeah.
But, like, this is a perfect example of, like, the things that you can see on the internet that are just, like, hey, I'm going to believe this shit.
Right. And that explains so many flat earthers. That explains the hollow earthers, especially. The fucking trumpets that parade their flags around saying he's coming back in August. Like,
oh, my God.
All that shit. Like, all of that makes more sense to me after researching this fucking topic, because you see how little effort that was put into it, and everyone's like, oh yeah, I'll help. No, you're getting taken for a fucking ride, you asshole.
It's just, it kind of blows my mind. As much as I love reading the bullshit that is on the internet, like, I just can't believe, like, I want to see a percent in front of me that tells me how many people believe the things that they see on the internet at on a regular basis.
Like, without hesitation.
Yeah. Just like, they're just like, oh. Well, Wikipedia says it.
It's like, well, okay, yes, Wikipedia is a good starting point.
Well, here's a video on YouTube, though.
Yeah, but how does that exist if it's not real?
But, like, literally somebody tweeted it.
Yeah, like, how can you do that if it's not real? Yeah. I'm going to be so excited when that generation fucking dies. I'm sorry to any of you out there that are part of that generation that are not fitting the fucking stereotype. I don't hope that all of you die. I do hope that ignorance and laziness fucking dies, because the vast majority of people who are illiterate and just have no fucking clue when it comes to technology and the internet is just ignorance. It's literally just like, I don't give a fuck to learn about it, so I'm just going to believe what I want. Once that goes away, I'll be a happy fucking person.
So, here at Diluti Pod, there's two things that we don't support. Ignoramuses and children.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
If you want a child, cool, but don't force me to have one. It will not end well for anybody.
No. So, speaking of children, this scam still to this day rakes in about $700,000 a year.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous.
That's a lot of fucking money.
It's way more than it should be making.
Well, okay, so what's the... Actually, yeah, keep talking. I'm going to look up what the conversion rate from, like, whatever the money is in Nigeria to U.S. dollars.
Oh, my God.
Because it's probably so much. Okay. I don't know what that is, but yeah, keep...
What do they even use in Nigeria?
I don't know. There's so many different forms of money. Fuck, my keyboard doesn't work. Actually, do you mind...
Yeah. Here, hold on. I got you. Stuff, things, talking.
No, like
Nigerian
$700,000 every year that are just people giving money to people asking for money. It sounds like a charity. What is your face?
One Nigerian naira.
Naira?
I may be mispronouncing it, but it's
okay.
N-A-I-R-A, Naira.
Sounds like Naira.
Is 0.0024 cents.
Oh my god. Okay, so the Naira is much weaker than the dollar.
So if you have, let's just say
you have $700,000, how much in Naira is that?
That's a four again.
God damn.
700,000. Oh my god. Put 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
So hold on. Nine commas? That's
three.
Nine commas.
That's about $287 million.
Holy fuck.
Let's see. Yeah. 1, 2, 3.
But again, in Naira. So yeah. 700,000 US is about 29 million Naira.
No, 287 million.
Jesus, 287 million Naira to 700,000 US dollars.
Holy mother of God.
Goddamn. Well, I'm...
They are fucking stoinking.
Yeah, well, I mean, think about it. They're contacting a very wealthy nation and saying some stupid things. And the people are like, oh, yeah. That fucking tracks.
Well, here, why don't we talk about some people who actually fell for it and, like, fell for it hard.
Hell yeah. Abso-fucking-lutely.
All right, so first and foremost, we got a man named Fred Haynes. Already hate this guy off of his name.
Don't like that name.
Fred is, like, a name I would give a cat or something, but that's different. If your name is Fred, I'm sorry.
Are we going to fall back into, like, what are dumb baby names?
I mean, it never ceases to, you know, get some content out there.
That's fair.
So, Fred Haynes fell for the scam and lost over $100,000. So, let's go back to the statistics, right?
Yeah.
We've got $100,000, right?
By seven.
That's one-seventh
that's four, of... That's 40-something million naira.
Yeah, 411 million.
Jesus Christ.
Or 41 million, 41, sorry.
Yeah, 41 million.
So he was in Kansas City, and a district attorney helped him get his money back through his bank and urged others to, you know, contact the attorney's office if this started happening to them.
Okay.
Which, thankfully for him, he got his money back, because, like, $100,000 is a lot of fucking money.
What year was this?
That's a great question.
Oh, okay. Man, too bad we don't have another host here to, like, help us out with that.
Disclaimer, I'm reading someone else's notes for this episode.
Guys, if you couldn't tell, we're in a bit of chaos right now. We all have some shit going on in our lives, and we have had to just adapt and overcome.
Yeah.
And if Orthon decides to take the host that made the outline and notes for this... That's not really our fault, but we're making do with what we can.
Yeah, we did decide that, well, since we didn't know he was kidnapped until tonight, we did decide that we were just going to go ahead and record, and I was just going to steal his notes, so.
Yeah. I think it's going well so far.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, thank you, Mike, I guess.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. There's no answer. That's weird.
Yeah, it is weird. Usually he has something stupid to say.
So Fred Haynes got taken for $100,000. That's too much.
Man, yeah.
Is that the most amount taken?
Let's see. San Diego-based businessman James Adler lost over $5
million. $5 million?
In the advanced fee scam. So while a court affirmed that various Nigerian government officials, including the governor of the Central Bank of Nigeria, were directly involved, or indirectly involved, we don't know, and that Nigerian government officials could be sued in U.S. courts under the Commercial Activity Exception to the Foreign Sovereign Immunities Act, Adler was unable to get his money back due to the doctrine of unlean hands. Unlean hands. That's not correct.
Unclean
hands.
God damn it, Mike.
Everyone, one, two, three. Unclean hands. Cool. That went well.
But, okay, you said 5 million?
5 million schmeckles.
What was the figure that you gave for average yearly?
Oh my god, no, 700,000
was the average yearly, and this motherfucker got taken for 5 fucking million. Fucking why? How?
Okay, hold on. Going back to the figures here.
Math, the podcast.
2 billion.
Holy 2 billion naira.
Oh, God. Whoever got his money should have... I hope they are not in Nigeria anymore.
Yeah. You should be... If you get 5 million US, or I'm sorry, how much in naira?
2 billion?
2 billion naira. If you can't afford transportation for you and the people you live with out of your country, like, Jesus. Now, again, I don't want to say that we are shitting on the people of Nigeria. We are not. We understand that unfortunate circumstances arise. On top of that, you're born where you're born. Like, I have not left where my parents have lived in a very, 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 very long time. But holy shit, people, if you can make 5 million U.S. dollars just by saying, like, hey, one of our princes wants to give you money, give us money so you can get money. Yeah, I wouldn't fucking change a thing. It just fucking works, right?
Okay, so hear me out.
Okay.
If you scam someone for 5 mil,
mm-hmm.
and you're in Nigeria,
mm-hmm.
would you try it again before you left?
Damn, that is a good question, because yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
you're I like, would. Shit, one, there, it's, this is like every fucking action movie ever. They're like, just one more. One more and I'm out.
I get the fucking mentality, though. Like, I get it.
Oh, my God.
You just got, the taste of paradise, and you're like, that was easy.
So, like, instead of being a gambling addict, they're a scam addict. They're like, oh, but I just got so much
money. One more scam.
Just one more.
So it's like the Bender Rodriguez of the world, is what you're saying.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Damn, that's crazy, though.
That's so fucking... That's so much money.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
So much money.
Like, $5 million is probably more than I'm ever going to see in my entire fucking life.
Yeah, I'll never see that. Especially unless working you guys,
our listeners, help us out.
Yeah.
We love you.
We do love you. And if we make... If we end up making $5 million off of this, I promise you... It will not be in our bank accounts for very long. I can tell you that much. The majority of it's probably going to go back into the podcast and side things, but Jesus fucking Christ. Smartest nation in the world, everybody. United States. Getting taken for a ride.
You
for
can
5
smell
million.
The air quotes.
Yeah, oh, it's holy shit. That's embarrassing.
So this next instance actually takes kind of a darker turn.
Darker than losing $5 million to some random asshole in Nigeria?
Let me just set the scene for you, okay?
Fade in. Exterior. Sorry. Mike's not here.
We're in spirit trying to, you know, send him good vibes to get away from Orthon. So, Osamai Hitomi, a Japanese businessman who was lured to Johannesburg, South Africa, and kidnapped on September 26, 2008. The kidnappers took him to Alberton, south of Johannesburg, and demanded a $5 million ransom from his family.
Oh, fuck.
So, that I guess $5 million is just a common number that Nigerians like to use.
It's a nice round number.
So, six men and one woman, aged between 28 and 34, were directly linked with this whole scam and the kidnapping, and they were arrested. I mean, really, all it comes down to is that they were so negligent with how they set this up that police were able to find the front company for exactly what happened.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They immediately tied it to these people. They were arrested. No money was ever taken. The ransom was fine. The dude was fine. But they just, you know, they almost got away with it.
Yeah.
Almost.
So close.
They were so close. But yeah, it really, nothing really came of it. And
yeah.
That's all it was. So
unfortunately, there are some dumb people in the world. And like this. So, okay, be honest. Out of all the scams that you've heard of, especially the one going around about the, like, your extended warranty is, well, like,
we've been trying to reach you about your car's extended warranty.
Exactly. Out of all the scams you've seen, I honestly feel like this one, like, has the most potential to actually work, right? Like, especially if you look at it for your target audience is the most gullible people on the face of the fucking earth.
I have mixed feelings, just a little bit, on this. I feel like this scam gets less credit than it should for how it is. But I think there's a better scam out there, and I happenstance across this the other day.
Okay.
And you know how I was talking earlier about how I have those, you have a fucking virus on your computer?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I was watching a TikTok about a guy who was getting scammed, and so this what this guy does basically is he takes scam calls and he fucks with the scammers.
I love those, like, those YouTube channels are some of my favorites.
But he took it to a different level this time.
Oh, shit. Okay.
And what he did was they were asking for $21,000. They were like, you're going to get $21,000. You give us $21,000, and you're going to get $500,000 in return. So what was happening is they gave him an address that he needed to send a check to.
Okay.
So he's like, okay, I'm going to take this address, and I'm going to go to the address. Right?
Himself, he went?
Yeah.
Holy shit, okay.
So he goes to this address, and it's just a random home on a random street, and guess who answers the door?
I have no fucking idea who.
An old woman.
So it was just a obvious fake address that they gave. Well, real address that was not theirs.
This is where it gets crazy.
Oh, shit.
So he asks the woman, he goes, hey, just so you know, someone was trying to scam me for $21,000, and they wanted me to send it to your address. Any idea why? And this old woman literally busts out crying. Like, straight crying to this guy.
What the fuck?
And she's like, I sent $20,000 to scammers 5 years ago, and they took my money.
Oh my god.
And apparently, they were trying to give it back to her. I don't know why, and I don't know what for, but, like, they literally used this woman's address as the...
the pickup point? Like, fuck.
I don't know if they were going to take it from her, or if they were actually going to give it back.
I mean, that I would love to think that, but I would also too. Have been around long enough to know that that's probably not the case.
No. But, like, they literally just wanted him to send a check to this woman's address. So, like...
that's weird.
How would they get it?
Unless they... the only logical explanation is that they scammed her.
Mm-hmm.
But again, the only logical path from that is if you're making me send $20,000 to this address, it means you want to pay this woman back?
And that's the thing. Like, it wasn't an electronic check. It wasn't a debit card payment.
Yeah.
It was a check being sent to this woman's address. That's like, strange. How would they get it if they're, let's say, in Nigeria?
That's fucking strange.
Right? I wish the video had gone a little longer and explained a little more, yeah. But, like, it basically stopped at the point where she was like, I was scammed for this much money. And obviously, it could be fake. It's the internet.
Yeah, that's
so
fair.
Like,
but, like, if it was real, like, that's the... that's you... it's basically like somebody... okay, let's say you're a journalist and you stumble across, like, a story of... man tortures and kills 200 children to death, and all of a sudden you're like, let's talk to the pastry shop next door. What the fuck? Are you kidding me? Like, tell us. Like, we want to know.
I know.
Damn.
But that's where we are with as far as, like, actual scammers go.
Yeah.
I don't have any other real-world experiences. I mean...
aside from, like, a couple days ago, possibly... no, are we not touching that?
I don't know. I got a weird thing on my credit history that just, like, totally just butt-raped my fucking credit score, but I don't really want to talk about that.
All right, well, we'll save that for later.
Yeah.
This will be one of those absolutely. Memories that we look back at and like, ha, remember that time? But while it's fresh.
Yeah, who knew $53 could... degradate your fucking credit score 30 points. So anyways, should we go over some, like, funny emails that these, like, scammers have
yes.
tried to
what do you mean funny?
Like, you gotta be a real dumb piece of shit to have fallen for this.
Oh, then obviously yes, please.
Okay, give me a second here.
God, I wish Mike were here because we could play a game that says he gets to tell us, like, not, I would say real or fake, but it's obviously real, but, like, some kind of game where if he gets it wrong, he takes drinks.
He should be taking so many drinks right now.
He has so... okay.
He owes a lot.
Guys, I am deathly serious right now. Harass Mike. Just fucking get into his inbox, get onto his Facebook, tell him that he owes you something. We both, Doug and I both know that he owes all of you something. He owes us something.
Yes, and a random unnecessary plug, but, like, if you guys subscribe to our Patreon, if you listen to our bonus content, we have a bunch of funny things happening right now
yes.
that you guys can be a part of.
Yes,
and, like,
we
really want you guys to be a part of it. And, like, you know, we do this for you guys. Like, that's our main goal, is to, like, make you guys aware of what's happening and bring you into the fun.
We have so many good ideas, and you guys are helping us make a lot of these possible, especially with the goal that we have set on Patreon. If you go to patreon.com/theludipod, you can check it out.
Or you can buy us a drink. We have our goals listed there as well.
Absolutely. And the first one that we're doing is once we reach 20 patrons on Patreon, we are going to record and release our very first whack at a pure audio drama with some backup episodes of the mm-hmm. actual gameplay, but we are all super excited about this. It's an undetermined RPG that we're gonna be doing, especially because Doug sent me a fucking RPG that I really want to fucking play called
yep.
Mothership.
Yep.
I'm an Alien fan. Like, the entire Alien universe is my fucking whole jam, and Mothership is essentially just Alien. The make-believe game. Like, I want to be in that universe.
Yes.
But we're figuring it out. We want to know which one we want to play with. But we want to record some live tabletop sessions of us playing these ridiculously complicated but amazing games. And we want to turn them into a fucking audio drama, because I swear to God, I have said this for the last like 6 years, that any campaign of D&D or any other tabletop RPG could easily become a TV series, right?
Yeah, and the cool thing is we have like a couple different nuances for this. We're going to be playing one tabletop RPG to actually build our world that we're going to record for you guys.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, we're going to record an audio drama of us playing it. So like, it's going to be like the best of both worlds. You're going to get the, you know, if you're a fan of Critical Role or 20th Dimension or whatever it is you like my brother and me or whatever it is.
Exactly.
Like, if you like that kind of thing, that's what we want to do for you guys, but we want to make it more of a story.
Yeah. So we're going to hit that comedy facet for sure, especially when we're releasing like the actual play audio. But we want to take that, whatever story unfolds, and I wish I could tell you guys what it would be, but the fantastic thing about tabletop RPGs is the story is spun by the players.
Yeah.
So every episode, we will release the fucking tabletop gaming audio of us just shooting the shit and being fuckheads. On top of that, we're going to turn whatever events transpire in that episode, we're going to turn into an audio drama. And I am so fucking excited about doing it.
We have some major content ready to go for you guys. Oh, yeah. And once we get the time and the resources, you guys are going to be swimming in fucking content. And it's going to be fucking great. Like, it's going to be really fun for everyone.
It's going to be fan-fucking-tastic. We're going to bring somebody in that you guys have not heard on air before.
Yep.
We're still kind of figuring that part out, but like my mentality says that a good game consists of three or more players.
Yeah, and you guys are probably going to be hearing new people every other episode or so. It's going to be like, you know, obviously we're not going to be having celebrities on our show, but you're going to be hearing new voices.
No, we are. We've had celebrities on every episode. Until today.
That's very true.
Let's fucking cut the shit there. We are going to have that.
Long story short is you're going to be hearing a bunch of different voices. You're going to be hearing, you know, new people that you've never heard before. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And you're going to hear, the most important thing is you're going to hear the inner workings of my fucking brain.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know. I've been told that that's a scary and terrifying place sometimes. So might want to check it out.
It's very scary.
But that being said, enough plugging. We're done with Patreon. Yes.
Let's get back to the episode.
Let's just fucking cover the mic thing. If you guys want to check us out, if you want to share with your friends, go to linktree.com/DiludiPod. Literally every social that we have is Facebook DiludiPod. Something DiludiPod. If you Google DiludiPod or don't look under the internet, you will find us everywhere. But the easiest way to access all of our content and see what's happening new and now is if you go to our Linktree, which is linktree.com/DiludiPod.
Yep.
Plus, Mike will love you forever if you go there.
Yeah, seriously. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube.
Patreon.
Buy me a coffee. Linktree. We're fucking everywhere. We're trying to get our name out. You guys know the deal. So.
Yeah, absolutely. But that being said, now that we're done with, are we done with housekeeping now?
I think we're done with housekeeping.
Okay, good. I have a fun idea. So this is pretty much the whole story of the advance fee scam, right?
Yeah, I mean, besides the funny emails, that all we have to do is...
I don't think we have to do anything, but there is something I do want to do.
Can I just real quick, I want to read one funny email.
Yeah, oh yeah,
because
please,
honestly,
please.
I was looking through a bunch of them, and they're pretty much what you expect.
Go for it.
Broken English, terrible grammar.
Yeah.
But this one, this one fucking got me.
All right.
So it says, I've zoomed in too much. Here we go. Okay, so hi Chris Grimer. We will play info we hold about you. So be sure this is genuine request. We have limited what you can do with your account, dear Chris Grimer. But for now, you can still receive payments. Please take a minute to make sure the information we hold about you is up to date. We need to check this information with you every 2 years for legal reasons, so appreciate you taking the time to do this. We know this can be frustrating, but in just 2 minutes, you'll be done. Update here. Linked. Chris Grimer, we thank you.
Wow.
And yeah, it's just like a straight so up convincing. PayPal symbol. And you can just see like someone in Photoshop, like,
yeah,
you can just see the scribbles and shit. Like, god, oh my it. God, dude.
Jesus. And this is, guys, if you were worried about cybersecurity at all, this is like what we're dealing with. It's, I guarantee the majority of you will never be the suspect of a cyber attack, because if you're like either of us, you have some very minorly interesting things going on in your life. But apart from that, meh. But if you receive this fucking email and you respond to it, A, please send us that whole conversation. We would love to go over it. And also B, just go to YouTube and search scam. Like, just that's all you have to do.
Yeah.
Educate yourself a bit. And if you ever, so I guess we should disclaimer and say, like, if you ever see an email that you're not comfortable with, or you, it's from somebody you don't know, just don't fucking answer it. Like, I, okay, whenever a number calls my phone that I am not familiar with, I do not answer it.
If they don't leave a fucking voicemail, it's not worth
it. It's not important, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's my fucking logic.
So I used to work at AT&T for 4 years prior to me doing what I do now.
Yeah.
I would have so many people come into my stores, they would literally drive from their homes to my store,
mm-hmm,
to ask me if this email is legit.
I can't. Okay, apparently I cannot work in tech sales.
No. It is the worst thing ever. AT&T is a garbage company, first and foremost. I'm sorry if you work for AT&T, but just know that you're working for a bunch of stupid people.
If you couldn't guess, not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor. But literally, the things that people will come to you for that they don't understand in their emails...
Oh, they're fucking ridiculous, right?
It's crazy. Like, literally, they'll be like, hey, I got this email, and it's from, like, you know, PayPal saying that they need my social security. Why would they do that? Like,
if you have an account with them, they probably already have it, so they don't need it.
No, they don't. And most of the time, most companies, I want to say 99%, just ballparking it, says, we'll never contact you via email for any personal information.
That's the disclaimer given at the beginning of the fucking terms. Like, you just, God, I hate to be that guy, but fucking at least skim the terms of service. Like, that's, you're agreeing to something. It's a legal binding contract. And I understand that everything that you download, every app you download, every program you install all has this shit. I promise you, you will not kick yourself in the ass for skimming the terms of service to make sure it's all fucking kosher. Like, just do the due diligence, please.
And if you're not going to skim the terms and conditions, if you ever get an email asking for sensitive information, like your fucking social, maybe stop and think, hey, maybe I should call their hotline?
Or just fucking report it.
Exactly.
Just say, like, hey, I was told by the guys that don't look under the internet, who definitely know what they're talking about.
We are legit people.
Just don't answer these fucking emails that ask for shit, like the Nigerian prince scam. Do not. They're going to ask you for all the sorts of personal information. Don't fucking give that out. It's the internet. It's not your fucking immediate family. Like, they don't need to know it.
Nope, not at all. So that being said. What's the scam that we're going to make up?
We need to come up with a scam.
Okay.
In honor of, well, should we call him Mike? Or should we just call him Orthon?
Well, let's see if he picks up.
Okay, well, apparently, and I'm sorry for wasting everybody's time, but we called, just went to voicemail, and I'm honestly starting to get a little worried about him. I mean, I know he's
a big boy.
He is, but like he goes off on these little off-grid adventures sometimes, and like you never know if he's coming back.
I mean, I know it seems like he's our child, but he's definitely like the wild card of the group.
Oh, absolutely. So I mean, it wouldn't be irregular for him to just fucking go off-grid for a week and come back and be like, oh, nothing happened.
Yeah, he also doesn't give us any details about his, you know, demon contract with Orthon, so...
Yeah, I'm fucking fascinated with that whole dynamic. That, like, I don't understand the kidnapping part, because I thought he embodied, or whatever. We have to talk to him about it, I think. Either way, I think that we should probably go look for Mike, yeah?
Yeah.
At the very least.
God damn.
Like, drive by his house, maybe. No, it's not too far away.
We need to find train tracks that are wet.
Yeah, and some cobblestone. Right, he gave us a whole description. Okay, everybody, we are about to go on a search for Mike, because we need him back. We missed him.
If you guys agree with us, please push 1 at the pound sign.
Boop. Somebody agreed with us.
I think so.
Either way, everybody, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Don't Look Under the Internet. We try to, like, break things up into, I don't know, more fake and real. Like, we find the interesting shit and we find the real shit, because unfortunately those two things are mostly mutually exclusive. But we try to find some interesting content. And this one actually came to us from Mike.
Yeah.
So I think we at least owe him the service of spending 10 minutes to look for him or something.
Yeah, I guess he gets 10 minutes.
And that's about it, though, right?
Yeah.
Per the contract.
The people don't need to know about what we sign in a law.
No.
If we don't find Mike, though, do expect lots of merch with his face on it. Free of royalties on our end, so...
Oh, yeah. I have several stickers in mind.
yeah, so, you know, we'll definitely exploit his death in the best way possible. So don't think, you know, we're not doing anything for him. His family won't get any of the proceedings. That's
no. No, what?
Part of our agreement. Yeah. So,
money that he owns, we own.
His money is our money.
Mikasa es Mikasa.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, Doug, do you have anything to say to the beautiful people?
Yeah. If you're not slapping your beans against your peens really, really hard tonight, like I'm talking like
passionate.
Extra hard.
Like you need some passion behind them slaps.
Like I'm talking like knocking the wind out of your beans.
Like your goal needs to be breaking the sound barrier.
Like Mach 4.
Yeah, at least.
Bean peen slapping. You're doing it wrong, first and foremost. And if you're not fax-holing us yet, get the fuck on that.
Yeah, I'm super disappointed that no one has provided a fax number. Like, I know that they're rare, and I know that nobody fucking uses them anymore, but I'd like to use one to solicit your asshole to the public.
If you want to see my asshole... Send us a fax number, because God damn it, people, that's what it's there for.
And last but not very fucking least, we are missing a member, and I think we fucking called it from one of the first episodes we did that Mike would be the first to be taken.
Oh, absolutely.
So if that does not reinforce our main mantra, which is stay fucking paranoid, I don't know what does.
So if you didn't get it, you know, you should stay paranoid.
You should stay paranoid. You should stay paranoid.
Just do it.
Just fucking do it. I have nothing else.
I have zero else.
If anybody out there has become a victim of one of these scams, please get in contact with us. I promise you, we will not shame you. We will not talk ill of you. We just want to know what happened. We want to know the story. We just want to see how it worked.
Or if you know someone that this did happen to,
yeah, absolutely.
Let us know.
Absolutely.
Because it's fucking hilarious. And we are going to judge you in our minds, but not on the podcast.
Oh, absolutely. You know who else might have been a victim of one of these schemes? I have a theory.
Go on.
So, Gargamel.
Oh, no. No, 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 no. Okay.
No,
we're gonna go.
Think about
no, no, no.
It. Just
nope.
Think about it.
Nope. I refuse. I'm not nearly as drunk as I was.
He got told.